the warfare that is raging
ninu ogun ton ja
for the truth and for the right
fun it ona toto ati otito
when the conflict fears is raging
nipa ti ogun ba gbona gidigidi
with the powers of the night
pelu awon agbara okojoro
God needs soldiers who are brave and true
olorun nilo awon omo ologun ti won ti olojito ti won si ni
ogun may then depend on you
ohun ale gbekele obi
may the Lord depend on you
oluwa ko le gbekele obi
loyalty is but is due
jiji olooto o je on to din dodo
say oh spirit brave and true
bakan lo iwe mi otito ati iye
may then depend on you
ohun ale gbekele obi.
The song goes like this. In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fears is raging with the powers of the night, God is so just brave and true. For loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers of the conflict, will you hit that call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier too. Others have enlisted, so why not you? Jesus is a captain. We will never fail.
So
will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I'm sure you remember that song. A call for loyal soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Lulukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have dogged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power. And we thank you for your name which is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered before you, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Today in our Revival Hour, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives.
Tonight, we're starting a very powerful series. And the agenda of this series is to move God's people from the minimum to the maximum. The agenda of this series is to grab the weaklings and make them strong. The Bible said, let the weak say, I am strong. The agenda of these teachings is to push the weak from the arena of weakness to the arena of power. So it's called the school of motivation. The school of motivation. That is the general theme. So we're starting the first teaching today. The first teaching is called the power of motivation. The power of motivation. please listen carefully and pray the prayers that will follow. There was something in the life of blind man Bartimaeus that was not even in the life of those who could see. There was something in the life of that man that was able to motivate him. He left home, the normal begging agenda, to beg for alms. He did not know that day when he was leaving his house that his story was going to change. He did not know that the story changer was going to pass at his front. And he had noises. Plenty of noises. Plenty of crowd. So there was something in that man. He asked questions. He said, excuse me. I can't see you people, no, but I can hear noises. What is going on? There was something in that man that may push him to ask the question. What's going on here? They said, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Say, what? We said, Jesus is passing by. That was all he needed. He didn't listen to anybody again. He ran mad instantly. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. It was a scream, a cry, aggressive to the point of disturbing people. There was something in that man that was pushing him, motivating him. If not for that spirit of motivation within him that day, he would have died a blind man. I said, what's happening here? Hey, Jesus is passing. Is that why there's so much noise? Okay, let him quickly go so that I can get money for some people. But no, something within which was a motivator. I'm praying for somebody that you will connect the story changer. And it will change your story to glory. The power that motivates people to their maximum. May that power come upon you in the name of Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says this. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That is, say, don't just sit down. Take some action. Be motivated to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not be ashamed. In Psalm 8, which we're supposed to be able to read from memory. Well, let's open it. Psalm 8. We're going to read it together. In those days when schools were schools, if you can't read this one, you will not be allowed to enter into your classroom. Psalm 8. Are we ready? Let's go. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, jay, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. This psalm, look at the verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. We have been given dominion, and things have been put under our feet. It is now your turn to exhibit that right, or to allow those things that were put under your feet to come to your head. That will be a personal decision. But the power to move forward, is already available to you there for you to use. I pray that the Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. They brought 7 cripples to a crusade. They were on the wheelchair. And the man of God stood at their front and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. 3 of them jumped up out of the wheelchair. The other 4 were still there. And the preacher said, praise God, and took his Bible and was walking away. The other 4 said, Pastor, come back. Come back now. We are still on our chair. Pastor, that is why you are still on that chair. And I said, get up. Motivate yourself. Stand up in faith. Not fearing whether you will somersault when you try it. But they did not have that motivation. This is sometimes why people come to meetings. And angels of God will move about. They will visit A, leaves B alone. Go to D, leaves F alone. Because it cannot see that motivating power, spirit within them. I'm praying for somebody this evening. The motivation that will catapult you to the highest point of your destiny. Heaven will bombard you with it today. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Motivation has become a popular word nowadays. Therefore, there are motivational coaches, motivational speakers, motivational books, motivational articles. Motivation is the energizer of behavior and a mother of all action. Few people possess enough willpower and self-discipline to go through to the end of that which they begin. And a lot of people start things, but finishing and going on is a problem. That's why I love that prophecy in the Bible. It says, the hand of Zerubbabel has started to be. His hand also shall finish it. I prophesy upon somebody's life, your hands have started good things, and your hands shall finish it. In the name of Jesus. So, but only few people have this motivation. You start something and you stick to it. You stick to it. Rain or shine. You stick to it. It's convenient. It's not convenient. You stick to it until you get to the end of the matter. Only few people have that thing in them. In order to accomplish anything, you need a driving force. Otherwise, nothing will happen. That's why I spoke to you about blind Bartimaeus. A motivating force. Otherwise, nothing will have happened. A wish is not strong enough to make you take action. That's why things like hunger, sexual drive, achievements are motivators. A lot of people do things out of hunger. So that hunger becomes a motivator. Some do things because of sexual drive. That sexual drive becomes a motivator to them. When somebody is hungry to achieve things, that hunger to achieve becomes a motivator. One great problem of our modern day Christianity is chronic laziness. Laziness. People are not motivated to do what to bring breakthroughs to their life. There is ever what is known to be motivation in the Christian context. In Christian motivation, people are warned of the destruction of sin. People are convinced of the correctness and urging of divinely ordained goals. People are eager to act and keep acting to reach those goals, regardless of what others do or think. Unless people have spiritual understanding, we may be manipulating instead of motivating. In many, many churches now, motivational messages. Motivational messages. Motivational messages. Motivational messages. The reason people are marrying on it now is because they have discovered that plenty of Christians are lazy. Plenty of Christians do not possess this driving force to push things forward. Plenty of Christians are just laid back and believe that what is going to be is going to be. There is nothing I can do. Which is not right at all. In Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6, Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of discomfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Say, but the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That Psalm 1 that I've just read out is a summary of all motivational messages. You refuse to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, refuse to stand in the way of sinners, refuse to sit in the seat of the scornful, but your delight will be in the law of the Lord. And now said, such a person, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There is a short poem which I'm going to try and read and explain to you. It says this: you must have a hope to inspire you. It's that hope that inspires you, it motivates you. You must have a path to pursue. You must have an object to work for. You must have a plan and a purpose in view. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have a hope to inspire you? Do you have a path you are constantly pursuing? Do you have an object that you are actively working for? Do you have a plan or purpose in your life? If your answer is not stable, you really need to pray very well. Verse 2. You must have a sense of direction, or else you will go drifting along. You must have a faith that will guide you when life holds no light and no song. This is a time may come in life when there is no light and no song, when everything is very rough. So you must have a faith that will guide you. So you must have a stake in the future, though swiftly the years may depart. You'll always have something to live for if you have a dream in your heart. This is one poem you should sit down and read and read and read and read and read and look at it deeply and deeply and deeply. What is motivation? Motivation is an internal state or condition that serves to activate or energize your behavior and give you direction. Something inside of you that activates you and energizes your behavior. What is motivation? It's a desire or a want that energizes your goal-oriented behavior. What's motivation? It's intensity and direction of behavior as influenced by your need and desires. What is motivation? It's the stimulation, direction, and persistence of behavior. It is the inner power or energy that pushes one towards performing a certain action. It's the push, the initiative, the willingness to go on, even when the road is rough. It is stimulation towards action. It is providing an incentive for action. What is motivation? It's provision with a motive. Provision with a motive. What's motivation? It's features arousing an organism to action towards a desired goal. It is that which gives purpose and direction to behavior. What is motivation? It means to arouse, to stimulate, to instigate, to drive, to galvanize, to incite, to inspire, to provoke, to impart courage, inspiration, and resolution, to animate, to embolden, to influence, to trigger, or to work up. It is the state of having encouragement to do something. It's an impulse that causes a person to act. It's an internal process that makes a person to move towards a goal. It is that which gets a behavior started and will keep that behavior going on. The difference or the gap between what needs to be done and what is not being done can be closed using motivation. Motivation is willingness to exercise high level of effort towards your goal. Motivation is being willing to make sacrifices for change. Motivation is a call to respond positively to the challenges of life. Motivation is this ability to initiate and persist at a task. You initiate and persist. That's what is called initiation. One man at the age of 35 decided to start secondary school. He said he wanted a degree. So he enrolled in Form 1, what we call GSS 1, at the age of 35. The school he went to, the teachers protested to the Ministry of Education. I said, when you enter a class and you see this old man sitting down there, what kind of thing is that one? And we have small, small students. And the chair they are sitting on is a children's chair. And the man will be managing himself there. That they should encourage the man to leave the school. It's embarrassing them. So the Ministry of Education asked the man to leave. This man went to the newspaper to complain. Newspapers began to protest. And if the man wants to go to school, let him go to school. After the debate, he went back to the school. The man went through the school. At the age of 40, he finished secondary school. They thought he was going to stop there. He applied to enter into the university. He got in. By 44, he was out. They thought he was going to rest. He went back for master's degree. By 46, he was out. They thought he was going to stop. He went and applied for a PhD. At the age of 52, he came out with a PhD from a university. Those who were laughing at him when he started, those who were calling him names, those who were calling him foolish, they stopped. Because with the position that he attained, he eventually worked himself even to become the boss of all of them. I'm praying for somebody that which is slowing you down to achieve what the Almighty has planned for you, heaven will uproot them in the name of Jesus. The power of motivation. Motivation is one of the most powerful keys to success. If you never started a journey, you cannot conclude a journey. If you don't apply pressure onto particular things, you will not get any result. If you do not sit down and determine and have a rugged determination that you want to succeed, a rugged determination to succeed, the person will not be able to move anywhere. It is a useless activity to sit down as a believer and you want a meat pie to be falling from the sky. And as a believer, you are not doing things that will bring money into your hand, but that will bring blessing into your hands. And it's very sad. Like I was sharing at our singles meeting, it is foolish for you to be saying, there is no job, there is no job, there is no job. There are plenty of things you can do. It may not be according to your level, but there are things you can do. And you say, come and do this. Say, me, a whole graduate. A whole graduate. Then hunger and poverty will beat you to a corner. Say, a whole graduate. I can't do that. I can't do that kind of thing. It's not possible. So one of the greatest keys to success is motivation. Motivation. And once you are motivated like this, begin to pursue what you are pursuing. Those who have true motivation, they don't sell their bodies around for money. There are some women, they're so lazy, so lazy. The only thing they understand how to get money is to lay their back on the floor and open their legs. That's all. After that, they get money and go. That kind of money will not get your destiny anywhere. And it's laziness in the highway. What you don't understand sometimes about the Almighty is this. You must give God material to work. Material to work. When you provide no material, there is nothing for God to bless. If you are a student, you refuse to read. There is nothing God will bless. You refuse to put your hand on anything. And you are praying aggressive prayer for prosperity. You have not provided anything for God to bless in your hand. Nothing for God to multiply. So that's why we need this message of motivation. Motivation will strengthen your ambition. When you have an ambition, something you want to do, that motivation will now strengthen it. That's the power of the motivation. When you have this motivation, It gives you direction, courage, and energy, and persistence. But when motivation is lacking, the person goes down, down, down to the bottom of the ladder. And people wonder how you get there. They wonder what is happening to you. We need, as a believer, to rise up and not see any job as belittling job. That one that you think is belittling, if the blessing of the Almighty comes upon it, it explodes, sometimes beyond control. It explodes, sometimes beyond control. Don't come and say, there is no job, there is nothing to do. I was a bank manager. I was the MD of this, the MD of that. Forget that now. Be motivated to start something that the Almighty can bless in your hand. I know a brother who started selling nylon bags when he was sacked from the company where he was. With the little he gathered, began this nylon bag business. Now he has his own factory. That is what we call the power of motivation. Power of motivation. When you look at how you are performing, and you yourself see that your performance is below standard, and you now make a decision. No, 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 no. I don't want to continue like this. The Bible says you shall be head and not tail. Then you begin to question yourself and drill yourself. So what can I do now so I can get away from this level to another level? That's motivation. But if you just accept everything that is coming, whatsoever is going to be, is going to be. Those who will be rich will be rich. Those who will be poor will be poor. It's a lie. Read your Bible well. Some people are positioned by God to a place by his sovereign power. Some people are not positioned by God to somewhere. They pray themselves into the position. You cannot find anywhere in the Bible where they say, and God called Daniel as a prophet. Look, the man prayed himself into position, prayed himself into relevance. Even if others are not getting blessed as a result of where they are positioned, you can pray yourself into relevance. Pray yourself into solution. Herein lies the power of motivation. And as you take your Bible and you begin to read the story of the successful men in the Bible, you find that there seem to be within each of them one thing that moves them forward, propelling them. Even in the face of terrible discouragement, something there pushing them on. I'm praying for somebody that which will push you into your destiny and push you into your breakthrough will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Finally, there are four major types of motivation. There is achievement motivation. That is, then use drive to pursue and attain your goal. There is competence motivation. You are doing something, there is a drive to be very good at that thing. That's what somebody has said. That anybody, listen to me well, anybody who can do anything better than all the ones around, no matter your distance, people will come and look for you. It's the truth. If it's ordinary here, you can play it. And you can play it much more better than those around. You will be located. Whatever you know how to do, can do it better than those around. They will come and look for you. They'll look for you there. That's how sometimes, it doesn't matter where a church is located. If the power of God is there, it will be located. Whether they put it in one mountain somewhere far away, or they put it inside one deep forest somewhere. If that power is there, people will go there and locate it. It is the fact of life, the attitude of life. Think about it, beloved. It is shame on us Christians that people will be writing letters to church. I got quit notice. My landlord asked me to leave. And by the time they bring some of these letters, most of the landlords are children of the devil who are not born again. Most of them are not even educated. The majority of the houses in this Lagos are owned by people who didn't go to school. And so you say you have BSc, and your landlord is Baba something, somewhere in Bricklayer. Maybe about Taufik or about something like that. Open up the house. And you are educated. You are working for the man. The man is collecting your money. We believers need to sit down and be motivated. And this Baba whatever, maybe it was a bricklayer. They will say, come and build house for somebody. We use 3 brick for you. Take 1 brick back home to go and build it. Now he has built the house. Hiring now to you graduate. This is a very, very serious matter. And we need to understand this very well. we have a welfare structure in this church. Sometimes they say, you learn something. Give you small money to start it. Some don't like that at all. They would rather prefer to come every Sunday. Give me 20 naira. Give me 10 naira. Whereas the white man says, teach a man to fish. You have fed him for life. Give a man a fish. You have given him a meal. Three, there is a power motivation. Something that says the position you are is powerless. You want more power. You want more power. Four, it's attitude motivation. That is, you see the way you are thinking, your life is, and you don't want it, and you want to change it. Conclusion, beloved. We need to completely open ourselves to the motivational power of the Holy Spirit and the power in the Word of God every day of our lives. The Lord wants to bless us, but the Lord does not bless lazy people. The Lord wants to sanctify what is in our hand and multiply it. But if there is nothing in your hand for him to bless, there is nothing he can do. He asks Moses, Moses, why are you crying to me? What is that in thy hand? A rod. Oh, use it. Use it. What is that in thy hand? So then use it. I'm praying for somebody that which will catapult you from the position you are to a position that will make you uncommon will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Jesus is here and his power is in this place.
Bow down your heads. If you're not born again, surrender your life to Jesus now. But see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Somebody who wants to fulfill his destiny in a powerful way, to shout this prayer louder than anyone. Those who don't want, could keep quiet. But those who are tired of the enemy just doing what they want, they should shout this with boiling anger. Powers! Pressing down my head! Die! In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray. So every power locking up my glory. Every power looking up my glory. Your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through over there. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. My progress on the ground. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus. Bapota sapila katanda. Ribola kaponda. Every power dragging my progress in the ground. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Thou power of God. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He will now command. Say, my way. Open. My Father owns the land. In the name of Jesus, command your way to open. The land belongs to your Father. Masatila kateya boshandaraba. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Example of household wickedness in the Bible. was Cain. Cain killed Abel. Can you shout this loud and clear?
Cain of my father's house! Death!
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Open your mouth. Something is happening, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Bakapota setende ke yaboshenta.
Aha. Aha.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Up. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, arise, lift me up. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now I want your amen to be supersonic and to be dynamic. If you connect your faith to mine, you will see what will happen. The Bible says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Father, I'm praying for all your children that, Lord, you will personally lay your hands on the head of each one here. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, with that hand of God upon your head, receive your lifting. Receive your promotion. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Makate Center. The height where no one in your family has reached. The money no one in your family has had. The position no one in your family has occupied. Receive it now. Receive it. Let your amen be loud. Receive it. Makapola kaya bo shenteraba. Riba saponde kaya bo karabo sanda. Na riba saponde kaya bo shente. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing for unexpected promotion. The anointing for unexpected wealth. The anointing for unexpected breakthrough.
Receive it now.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Grab your head with your two hands and in a sevenfold way say,
I receive it by fire. In the name of Jesus. Shout it seven times.
I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.